Life is an aquarium. Life is an aquarium. You take two fish, male and female, and place them in a perfect environment. You acclimate these two fish and float them in the water to show them how this world works. You give them freedom to roam. You condition the water so they can live and breathe. You maintain the proper pH levels to keep the water clean. Now God wanted many fish. He said to be fruitful, multiply, and subdue the earth. God in his wisdom made sure all the proper equipment was good. Filters, heaters, water conditioner, and etc. When sin entered the world, it began to destroy God's perfect aquarium. The Holy Spirit was a filter to our world, but over time he could not strive with the heart of man. The world's sin over time began to look like a dirty aquarium that hasn't been cleaned in a while. So dirty that at one point only 8 fish survived an almost total cleansing of the fish tank. But even then, those 8 fish multiplied again, and sin and death muddied up the waters of our world. Jesus came so we could have an abundantly clean life. He stepped into our environment, our aquarium, and cleansed our waters from all the filth and sin. He became our filter to God, keeping us clean from sin in our lives and presenting us as beautiful and colorful as we swim before our Heavenly Father's eyes. The Holy Spirit was poured into our hearts and now is a conditioner permeating our environment both inside us and out. We live and move in this aquarium life because of Jesus. There will be a day where we will be taken from this earthly aquarium to God's heavenly aquarium, and we will swim with Him forever. This earthly aquarium will not last forever. Soon the waters will be so polluted by the evil of this world that no life will be left for those without Christ. This fish tank will self-destruct because it is a kingdom divided within itself. Jesus is continually filtering us and conditioning us, keeping us clean for His soon coming. I'm just another fish telling another fish where to find bubbles of life. Even in such dark and murky waters, we can still have pure, living water springing up out of our gills. Meditate, Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 17.